Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Mangino. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, U.S. Senator Bob Casey. Senator Casey, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you back on, sir.
Robert, great to be with you.
How did things go at the town hall in Beaver County this evening?
Oh, it was great. It's great to have people come out. You know, sometimes in a democracy, you have folks who participate by voting or by taking steps like that, but to have people come out and to ask questions and to listen to a discussion about, the proposals that we have on infrastructure or talk about the rescue plan and all that meant to Pennsylvania and the country. It's great that people would come out to do that. And Beaver County was very welcoming. I was really grateful.
Senator, when it comes to the infrastructure plan, Republicans are saying that the figure is too high and there's too much spending that isn't really about infrastructure. I think they're making a pretty compelling case the way I understand infrastructure. What's the case for why we should be redefining it?
Well, I think because in the modern economy we have, for a lot of people, infrastructure isn't simply the bridge that needs to be repaired, and we've got to do a lot of that and a lot of the traditional physical infrastructure. But for a lot of people, the infrastructure involves can they get help getting to work in other ways? Well, do they have affordable quality childcare? Do they have some opportunities to have someone help to take care of a family member? So, I think we're going to have a good debate the next couple of weeks for sure on both the jobs initiative as well as the families initiative, but one thing we started in the rescue plan was we started to invest in families with children, investing in ways to lift up families that, frankly, we haven't done before. But I think when it comes to the question about what's in a bill, I think if we have an opportunity to move forward with, for example, better home and community-based services for seniors, people with disabilities,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why we would not take the opportunity to do that. So, look, some of our Republican friends didn't want to vote for the rescue bill, which helped us get to 220 million plus vaccinations and open a lot of schools and help a lot of families. But I'm hoping they'll join us in these initiatives. But the negotiations are still early, but I think there's a reasonable prospect we can get agreement on some parts of this.
And with that agreement on some parts of it, does that mean that it could be pared down in order to get that agreement? Because I think there's an argument, Senator, that what the nation needs right now is not only great infrastructure and other things that the president's laying out in his plan, but there needs to be at least one vote of something that's significant that actually shows that Congress can come together and set political differences aside for the common good of the American people.
I think that's possible that we can get some physical infrastructure done in a way that's bipartisan. But I think in terms of the investments that we need to make in families and the care economy and really to focus on communities, I think we're probably going to have to do that part of it through a kind of a narrow pathway, which means reconciliation. But that's just a way to get something done with 51 votes. It limits what you can do, but I think that's going to be important. But I do think there's a possibility both for parts of infrastructure in a bipartisan way, as well as a competitiveness bill, which we'll be working on the next couple of weeks, which will be overwhelmingly bipartisan, I think.
Senator Casey, I wish I had more time, but the news is coming up to the top of the hour. I do appreciate you giving me a few minutes. Thank you very much, sir.
Robert, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.